بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد تصديق أبي بكر رضي الله عنه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قصة الإسراء أخرج البيهقي عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لما أسري برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المسجد الأقصى أصبح يحدث الناس بذلك فارتد ناس مما كانوا آمنوا به وصدقوه وسعوا بذلك إلى أبي بكر رضي الله عنه فقالوا هل لك في صاحبك يزعم أنه أسري به الليلة إلى بيت المقدس فقال أو قال ذلك قالوا نعم قال لئن كان قال ذلك لقد صدق قالوا فتصدقه أنه ذهب الليلة إلى بيت المقدس وجاء قبل أن يصبح قال نعم إني لأصدقه فيما هو أبعد من ذلك أصدقه في خبر السماء في غدوة أو روحة فلذلك سمي أبو بكر الصديق كذا في التفسير لابن كثير وأخرج أبو نعيم عن عائشة نحوه وفي روايته فارتد ناس ممن كان آمن به وصدق ناس وفتنوا وأخرج ابن أبي حاتم من حديث أنس قصة من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه قصة ليلة الإسراء بطولها وفيه فلما سمع المشركون قوله أتوا أبا بكر فقالوا يا أبا بكر هل لك في صاحبك يخبر أنه أتى في ليلته هذه مسيرة شهر ورجع في ليلته فقال أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فذكر نحوه كما في التفسير لابن كثير This chapter, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has brought the overriding heading, Imanu Sahaba Bil Ghayb Bi Ikhbari Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Al Yaqeen Bima Akhbar Bihi Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a very, very important aspect of what we call Iman in Maghibat, Iman in the unseen. There are many, many things in the Quran that was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in our entire lifetime we will never see. Malaika we won't see. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described occurs in the qabr, obviously none of us can see that. What he described about Jannat, Jahannam, Akhirat, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the opening expression of the Qur'an, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the Qur'an is hidayat, it is guidance for the people of taqwa. And who are the people of taqwa? What is the foundation, starting point of the hidayat of the Qur'an? What is taqwa? Where does iman start? All this beautifully, concisely is contained in the expression in Surah Baqarah, right in the beginning of the Quran. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who bring iman on the maghibat, on the unseen, that which we have not seen, we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without seeing, to have total and complete conviction upon that. We are living particularly in this era or period in which we are living, where a lot of emphasis is being placed on analytical reasoning, empirical thought, proving the existence of things. We are living in a period where there is almost constantly this jihad, this effort to deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deny that which we cannot prove. So now more than ever, for the protection of our deen, our iman, our akhirat, this has become a daily mujahada that we have to make, to develop our iman on the unseen, to develop our yaqeen on what is on the maghibat. One is you talk about it, the other is the reality to enter in the heart. The expression of Imam Hasan Basri rahimahullah, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَا بِالتَّحَلِّي. Iman is not empty aspirations. Iman is not decoration, tahalli, like you decorate with jewelry. Walakin, what is iman? Ma waqqara fil qalb, that which has entrenched itself in the heart. The conviction that has entrenched itself into the heart. Ma waqqara fil qalb. And obviously you can't see what entered the heart. There is an expression, what enters the heart expresses itself. How does it express itself? وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. That which you believe in the heart will express itself in your amal and in your actions. So that is the challenge. Like one person, this Karguzari is given, Bible Absab, Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, person goes in gush, tells the person, bhai, karne wale zaat Allah hai. Allah is the doer. Allah is the maker. Allah is the controller. Everything is in Allah's hands. So this person said, bhai, we hear that all the time. We've heard it many times. What's so significant about what you are saying? So then he gave the example. He said that if there was a fire in front of you, even for 1 millisecond, will you take your hand and put it into the fire? This person said, no, that I won't do. I won't take my hand and put it in the fire. Why? I'm going to get burnt. I've got conviction on that. So he said, to that level you have to develop this conviction that Allah is the doer. And that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are not disobeying Allah because we don't know. Today we are disobeying Allah because the yaqeen and conviction of Allah is not in the heart. This is why Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi in this 11th chapter of Hayatul Sahaba has brought an entire chapter under this heading, Imanus Sahaba bil Ghaib, the Iman that the Sahaba developed on the unseen, that which we haven't seen, conviction of it, for the heart to take effect from it. And in that 27th of Rajab, whilst we cannot say with absolute conviction that Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurred on this night historically, but many of the Mu'arikhin, historians, have given the opinion of 27th Rajab, but there are other opinions also, other months of the Islamic calendar. But, like we said, like this is something that has become mashhoor, has become famous in our circles. So in keeping with that, we're mentioning one incident. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentions with regards to this. Bayhaqi narrates from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she said, لَمَّا أُسْرِيَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْرَى. إِسْرَى means, one meaning is journey at night. Journey at night. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى. This term إِسْرَى is gained from the expression in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala refers to this journey at night on which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken. So Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that لما أسري برسول الله, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on a journey at night, إلى المسجد الأقصى, we find that the Mi'raj, ulama generally break it down into two parts. One is the Mi'raj that took place on the earth from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And the other is the second part of the Mi'raj. Arabic word Mi'raj comes from Uruj. In other words, to ascend, to rise up. The second part of the Mi'raj, BB23FFZN. BB23FFZN, a BMW, you have to move this car. The second part of this journey was from Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. So in this riwayat, لَمَّا أُسْرِيَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on a journey at night to Masjid al-Aqsa, أَصْبَحَ يُحَدِّثُ النَّاسِ بِذَلِكَ. Nubuwat is an amanat. And part of the amanat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was بَلِّغْ, make tabligh. convey to humanity every aspect of Shariat. Already he was a target of ridicule and mockery in Makkah Mukarramah. Now to come and say that in one night he went from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens and came back in the same night. Even today, when supersonic, traveling at supersonic speeds is something that is no more just a theory, it has become a reality. Even today, to try to imagine such a thing occurring, if you look scientifically, astrologically, how vast is the space which Allah has created? It's not my intention now to go into an astrology lesson, but just to contextualize this, to give us some idea of how vast space is. What a great miracle this was for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That every law of science, every law of physics, every law of zoology, every law of botany, every one of the restrictions by which Allah Ta'ala has confined you and I, every one of them was broken. For this miracle to take place, every one of these things had to be broken. That is why there is only one surah in the Quran that begins with this expression, Subhan. When Allah speaks of the Mi'raj, Subhan, Allah is Pak, Allah is free, Subhan. Pak, free of weakness, defects, of the laws of physics, zoology, astronomy, science, earth, wind, sand, water, four basic elements, Pak of space, Pak of time. Allah is free of every constraint because every one of these principles was broken on this Mi'raj. It's not physically possible. If you look how vast the space is, just this galaxy which we live in, Milky Way they call it. If something moves at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers a second, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers a second is what they say is the speed of light. It will take 100,000 years at that speed just to finish this one galaxy. If you want to make it more simple for our understanding, 300,000 kilometers, you can't even imagine a speed like that. Just this galaxy, if something was moving 1,000 kilometers an hour, it will take 14 billion years to finish just this one galaxy. At the speed of light, it will take 100,000 years just to finish this one galaxy. And they estimate there are 2 trillion other galaxies. What is the space? Something moving at the speed of light, it will take 93 billion years just to finish this. And this is only 3-5% of what they call the observable universe. 95% is dark matter, dark energy, black holes. There, black holes, even scientifically, they tell you, space gets distorted, time gets distorted, and anything that enters a black hole will be destroyed. So observable universe is 3-5%. 95% dark energy, dark matter, dark energy, they don't even know what is going on there. And that is all what we call Samaud Dunya, underneath the first heaven. In fact, just this galaxy, for the light from the nearest constellation of stars to reach Earth takes 4.3 years. 4.3 years just for light from the nearest constellation of stars in this one galaxy, when there are 2 trillion other galaxies with hundreds and billions of stars. I'm only mentioning this to give us some idea where Allah Ta'ala, when Allah speaks of this in the Quran, what Allah says? Laylan, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. As I mentioned earlier, asra usriya bi sara already means journey at night. Why again laylan? Why does Allah mention laylan again? Mufassirin explained this laylan is tanween. Tanween, in other words, portion of a night. Very, very small portion of a night this entire episode took place. Such a vast space. Such a vast space, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, physically, bodily, was taken through all this. Turn the clock back 14 centuries. Just Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, those days would take 40 days to carry out that journey. They had to do it by camel and horse. That was the fastest mode of transport. 40 days from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying to them, I went from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and through the seven heavens and came back to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there came back to Masjid al-Haram within the same night. What would have been the reaction of those people? Aisha radiallahu anha describes it. فَرْتَدَّ نَاسِ Some people that had already accepted Islam became murtad. Lost their iman. Because this was something not conceivable. فَرْتَدَّ نَاسِ مِمَّنْ كَانُوا آمَنُوا بِهِ They had brought iman, but the iman was weak. Effort hadn't taken place on that iman. The reality of the iman hadn't entered the heart. This is absolutely clear. What reality of iman? Reality of belief in the unseen. Belief in what we call maghibat. Belief in that which we cannot see. And this effort of da'wat and tabligh, this is the essence. This is the nichor. This is the mugs of it. This is the foundation of it. Speak about the unseen. Give da'wat to that which you cannot see. Talk about Jannah, talk about Jahannam, talk about the Qudrat of Allah. Talk about what the Quran is telling you. Bab Lahab Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, minimum 25 times. Minimum 25 times. Today, unfortunately, our tabligh has become periods. I'm going for 40 days. I'm going for 4 months. Our elders say, tabligh is not periods. Tabligh is amal. 40 days doesn't mean 40 days of time. 40 days means 40 tahajjud. It means 40 minimum 2.5 hours ijtimai ta'aleem. And 40 minimum 25 times a day. Dawat to the unseen. Dawat to the Qudrat of Allah. Dawat to Jannah, Dawat about Jahannam, Dawat about Qabr, Dawat about Akhirat. Hazrat Mausa Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, if you read Hayatul Sahaba, there's a whole, more than 100 pages on this. How much Sahaba would speak about the unseen? How much to such an extent that Ali radiallahu anhu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَى مَزْدَدْتُ إِيمَانًا If the veil between us and Akhirat had to be removed, our iman wouldn't increase. So much they would speak. It was a lively part of the majlis of Rasulullah. We will see if we read Hayatul Sahaba. Unfortunately today, that connection with Hayatul Sahaba is not there. We don't read it. But if we read it, we'll see. Sahaba would come. Ya Rasulullah, tell us, is there grapes in Jannat? What are the trees of Jannat like? Tell us about the streams of Jannat. They would ask about Qabr. They would ask about Akhirat. This was part of the daily majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This talk of the maghibat, talk of the unseen. So these people became murtad. Why? Because that yaqeen on the maghibat, on the unseen wasn't there. So this became something untenable. They couldn't envisage, couldn't accept it. The heart couldn't accept it. That what is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? So nevertheless, سَعُوا بِذَلِكَ إِلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرٍ They went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu فَقَالُوا And they said to him هَلَّكَ فِي صَاحِبِكَ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ أُسْرِيَ بِهِ اللَّيْلَةَ فِي إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ They say, Abu Bakr, you brought iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You attested to the truth. Now he is saying this. What was the reaction of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? أَوَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ Did he say this? Did you hear this from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qalu naam, they said yes. What was the response? La in kana qala dhalika laqad sadaqa. If it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said this, anybody else I'm not prepared to accept. But if it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that said it, he has spoken the truth. There is no doubt in it whatsoever. Sadaqa. They couldn't believe this reaction of Abu Bakr. So they said, فَتُصَدِّقُهُ أَنَّهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّيْلَةَ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ وَجَاءَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُسْبِحْ Abu Bakr, think about what you are saying. Are you accepting that he is speaking the truth when he is telling you that he went in the space of one night to Masjid al-Aqsa and came right and came back before the dawn? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. إِنِّي لَأُصَدِّقُهُ فِي مَا هُوَ أَبَعْدْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. This you're finding strange to believe in. I believe greater things that he has told us. I believe that he speaks the truth when he informs of the happenings of the heavens and the earth in one morning or one night. And on this basis, summiya Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The Arabic language, sadaqa means he spoke the truth. Sadiq means someone who is truthful. Siddiq, someone who is absolutely, meticulously honest. Believes without question, without reservation, this title where we hear Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This title is established from this particular incident. Like I said, this is the daily challenge that faces us to develop this conviction, this iman on the maghibat, this iman on the unseen. And the road to that is da'wat. By da'wat we mean speak about this. Invite towards this. Talk about this. Bring this muzakara alive amongst ourselves. Like I said, that many muarrikhin were of the opinion, this great miracle occurred in the month of Rajab. Some say 27th of Rajab. So in keeping with that, based on the verses of the Quran that I recited, there's one particular aspect which we want to highlight. Unfortunately, when it comes to these big nights or big occasions, or when we talk of Miraj or Shab-e-Barat or whatever it is, technically there's no special significance in the night. But with a lot of us, these things have become a riwaj. They have become a ritual. Haqiqat, reality, sabak, what we are supposed to revisit, what we are supposed to connect with, that unfortunately escapes us. Obviously, Isha was late and we got time constraints. So there's one aspect particularly that I want to highlight for a few minutes. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. One aspect of this miracle or this mu'jiza of Mi'raj, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken physically, bodily, beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha, in our layman's language, what we call that? End of the, like in Norway they have one sign there, a flag. They say end of the world. That's obviously something commercial. Because the earth is round, how you reach the end of something that is round, only Allah knows best. But obviously they have to market things, maybe it's a tourist attraction, so they say end of the world. Sidratul Muntaha in our layman's language is end of the universe. How vast this universe is mind-boggling. We can't even imagine it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken to that point. Sidratul Muntaha. He says it's a low tree. It comes in the hadith. He says the beauty, the radiance, the magnificence of it, there are no words that can describe it. Its leaves are like stars. This point, Jibreel also leaves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No creation is allowed to go beyond this point. So what is one of the important asbaq and lessons of Mi'raj? Qurb of Allah. And our elders tell us, in our work of Dawat and Tabligh, when you talk of Dawat and Tabligh, what do you talk of? Qurbani. Sacrifice. What's the hikmat of sacrifice? Allah just wants you to sacrifice? No. Ibrahim alayhi salam, great sacrifice he made. What was the object? Through qurbani, through sacrifice, one gains the qurb of Allah. That is why qurbani, literally translates sacrifice. In qurbani, if you break it down, qurb, qaf, ra, ba. What that means literally is to become close. Develop your connection with Allah becomes so close to Allah, becomes so close to Allah, that when you raise your hand, Allah opens the doors of hidayat. That is the objective. All this mujahadat that is made, going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, sacrificing, leaving our homes, our families, giving up those things that are near and beloved to us. All this behind it is what? The qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah, becoming the friend of Allah, connecting with Allah. Mi'raj is a physical manifestation of that. He was taken. Allah is free. There's no near and far for Allah. Allah doesn't occupy space or time. Allah Ta'ala is above all that. This is just for our understanding. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. What is this? Qurb with Allah. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam physically, bodily is taken to a point no one had been. Kamal-e Qurb. The height of qurb with Allah. Such a point, let's contextualize this. No kiram and katibin also. No munkar nakir also. No angels also. Jibreel is not allowed. A conversation takes place between Habib and Mahbub. There are no witnesses to that conversation. Everything you and I utter, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Allah says, my angels are with you. بلا ورسلنا لديهم يكتبون. Everything is being recorded. They are witnesses to everything every one of us is doing. Allah has appointed witnesses. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken to a point there are no witnesses also. Beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, it is only Habib and Mahbub. It is only Allah and His beloved. Other Anbiya, Allah communicated with them. How did He communicate? Wahi was sent. Through the angels, books were revealed. This communication takes place directly with Allah, and there are no witnesses to this conversation. What Raz o Niyaz took place, what actual conversation took place, there's no witnesses. Only Allah and His beloved. We have to ask ourselves one question. That when Allah gave him that maqam, that status, that position, is it possible that he forgot his ummah? That Nabi, who every second of his life never forgot his ummah. That Nabi, who every night cried for the ummah. That Nabi, whose every day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice for the ummah. Even when his beloved wife says, make dua for me. He makes dua for her. She becomes elated. He says, Hada dawati li ummati ba'da kulli salatin. Aisha, you became so happy at this one dua. After every salah, I make this dua for my ummah. That Nabi who on Maidan-e-Hashar, when everyone will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, will still be saying, Ummati, Ummati. Is it possible that he reached that position and forgot his ummah? Not possible. It's not a coincidence that he is taken to that point and given something, taken to Kamal al-Qurb and given something, which becomes a medium for every ummati till Qiyamah to gain the Qurb of Allah. What was he given? Normally we say Salah. In Salah itself, first surah that came down, the first surah that came down, the last verse of that surah, I'm not going to mention it because it's a sajda ayat. We know the ayat. What does Allah say? Waqtarib. Through this one amal, through this one amal, in the Quran we are told, waqtarib, gain the qurb of Allah. Gain the qurb of Allah. There's one sahabi, Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, I used to make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ataituhu biwadu'ihi. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to relieve himself, I would bring his wudu water, his istinja water, I would leave it there. Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through khidmat, khidmat se khuda milta hai. Khidmat se, like through khidmat, you gain automatically love in the hearts of people. Love in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sahabi used to make his khidmat. So one day Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, that Is there anything that you want? I'm prepared to make any dua you want for you. So he says, As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. As'aluka, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I'm prepared to raise my hands for you, Rabia, and make any dua that you want. He doesn't ask like you and I want to become rich, I want to become wealthy, I want my worldly aspirations to be fulfilled. No. As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. Ya Rasulullah, the dua I want you to make for me is I want to be your companion in Jannat. I want your rifaqat. I want to be your rafiq. Your friend in Jannat. I want to be close to you in Jannat. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell him? A'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood. Rabia, I want you to help me in the fulfillment of this dua by excessive sajda. Excessive sajda. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given on this mi'raj, given salah, and in salah itself, the point I want to highlight, the height of salah, what is the object of salah? The qurb of Allah, the closeness of Allah. And the height of salah, outwardly, if a person is standing up, there are postures in salah. Standing, ruku, stands up again, tashahud, and sajda. The lowest point of salah is sajda. And we learn from Quran and Hadith, that is the highest point of the qurb with Allah. Like Khaja Majzub, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, me jab sajda mein sar rakh do, to zameen ko aasman kar do. When I place my head in sajda, then the heavens becomes the earth. In other words, uruj, mi'raj, beyond the sidratul muntaha, everything is shrunk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aqrab, again qurb, aqrab ma yakunu al-'abd ila rabbihi azza wa jal wa huwa sajid. He said, you can never gain the qurb of Allah with anything more effective than sajda. When you are in sajda, you are closest to Allah that you can ever be. And what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Like I said, object of qurbani is to gain Allah's qurb. Why? Because through that dua will be accepted. That is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. He said, go into sajda, gain Allah's qurb, and then in that sajda, akthiru fihi dua, akthiru dua, excessively make dua to Allah. Excessively make dua to Allah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Allah took his slave on this night journey. Quran says, laylan. Why didn't Allah do this at the time of chash? Or at the time of Ishraq, or at the time of Zuhr. Laylan. What is the sabak? What's the lesson? What's the significance? If you want Isra, if you want Uruj, if you want to connect to Allah, if you want the heavens and the earth to be shrunk for you, raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko dena parega. You will have to give some section of your night to Allah. The greatest etiquette of our work of Dawat and Tabligh, like I said, 40 days is not 40 days time, is 40 days tahajjud. 4 months is 4 months tahajjud. Is amal, particularly the effort on salah, and in salah the effort on sajda, and in sajda to give some section of the night to Allah. If you look at the lives of the Salaf Saliheen, what sabak they took. If you look at Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you should say, Fis sujood, irtaqal ab, yartaqil ab, ila ala maratibil iz, fahuwa akrabu mawdi'in ila Allah. He used to say, in sajda, you have put your head on the ground. You have put your head on the ground, but you have risen, irtiqa. Uruj, you have ascended, irtaqal ab, ila ala maratib al-izz, to the highest point of izzat and honor. Because that is the position when you are closest to Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, ma min abdin yasjudu lillahi sajda. Every time you put your head on the ground in sajda, illa rafa'ahu Allahu bihi daraja. Allah is raising you. You are humbling yourself before Allah. Allah is raising you. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say, أَفْضَلُ لَحْظَةٍ فِي الصَّلَاةِ هِيَ لَحْظَةُ السُّجُودِ. The most virtuous position of salah is the position of sajda. حَيْثُ يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Because you cannot go closer to Allah than when you are in sajda. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah used to say, يَشْعُرُ الْعَبْدُ فِي السُّجُودِ بِطَمَانِينَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَحَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. He says, if you want the tranquility of the heart, and you want the sweetness of iman, you will find it in sajda. Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah used to say, man arada an yuftaha lahu babul qurb falzam bab as-sujud. Any one of you that wants the door to Allah's qurb and Allah's closeness to be opened up for him, let him hold on to the door of sajda. Rabia Basri rahimahullah used to say, as-sujudu bahrul mahabba Man ghasa fihi naja. She used to say, sajda is an ocean of Allah's love. Sajda is an ocean of Allah's love. Drown yourself in the ocean of Allah's love. She used to say, la atlubu shay'an fi sujood illa an aghriqa fi jamalillah. She used to say, I don't seek anything else in sajda except to drown myself in the beauty of Allah. If we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sajda of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly at the time of tahajjud, learn the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read. I'm just mentioning one or two to make us understand what is the sabak of Miraj. You're given salah. The height of salah is sajda. The effort on salah, the effort on sajda, taking out time, applying yourself before, unfortunately, with the passage of time in our work, this has become talks, this mashq of salah, this mashq of sajda. Our elders say, when you're out in the path of Allah, if somebody looks at you from behind, especially at night, and you are in sajda, they must form the opinion you're not waking up from that sajda. That is the type of effort we are supposed to be making. What would Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar, say riwayat? Sajada laka sam'i, wa basari, wa lisani, wa mukhi, wa idami, wa asabi. He would say, Ya Allah, my eyes are making sajda to you. My hearing is making sajda to you. My tongue is making sajda to you. My heart is making sajda to you. My brain is making sajda to you. My nerve system is making... This is literal translation of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read in sajda. Allahumma laka sajadtu. وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ وَلَكَ أَسْلَمْتُ سَجَدَ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ فَصَوَّرَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. He says, oh Allah, I am making sajda to you. I have brought iman upon you. I hand myself over to you. Oh Allah, my face is making sajda before that being who created it, who shaped it, the one who opened my hearing, who opened my understanding. Oh Allah, you are the most beautiful of creators. I've run out of time. This itself is a long muzakara on its own. But one is talk about miraj. We want physical miraj in our life. We want to truly connect with Allah. Allah has kept it in sajda. There has to be jaan in our sajda. There has to be life in our sajda. Allah says, you want my qurb. Quran promises you. Allah promises you. You will find, you will get the qurb of Allah. Not for nothing you was taken. So close and given this. It's not coincidental. It's not coincidental. There is a significance behind it. And I will terminate on this. Ulama say, our akabirin say, they say, let your sajda, particularly the dua of sajda, let there be jaan and life in it. Let there be jaan and life in it. And the first guarantee you have, if you will learn to truly humble yourself and lower your head in sajda before Allah, Allah will free you from humiliating and lowering yourself before any creation. Whatever need you have, whether worldly, whether in the qabr, whether akhirat, whether physical, whether mental, whether financial, whatever need or requirement you have, right up till Jannah, if you will develop your sajda, you will not need to stretch your hand out to anyone besides Allah to fulfill that need. Allah will free you from the dependence and humiliation of this entire creation if you will develop the reality of sajda. This is Babul Qurb. This is the door to Allah's love. This is the gateway to the closeness of Allah. Sahaba Ibn Abbas, youngster, would say, I wanted to see the tahajjud of Rasulullah, particularly to see and to learn what my Nabi would recite in sajda in tahajjud. Mi'raj, this is one great important significance. Ramadan is coming. Many of us are out in the path of Allah. Some Mu'ayyisus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in the Arab world particularly used to give targheeb, he used to say, start your 4 months in Ramadan. That is the main time. Come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is a great opportunity. Some of us are already out, some of us Ramadan is coming. Let live to see another Ramadan, we don't know. Now is the time to make this niyat, to come out in the path of Allah, and particularly in the path of Allah, to make effort on our salah, to make effort on developing our connection and relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية اللهم خذ بناصيتنا للبر والتقوى وأعذنا من شر الشيطان وشركه يا قوي يا عزيز رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد.